God loves you.
God loves me. How this wonderful, this great, this huge God can love me. Imagine the creator of the universe loves you. And this is our history. Our history. It's just a spiritual journey. God tried to reach you. I was reading this week a story that talk about a kid. He was building a toy boat. And for many days, he worked on this toy boat. And he loved it so much. And he walked every place with this toy boat. Until the day that he decided it's time to put on the pond. And yeah, he started to walk. And he gave freedom for his boat. And look. But one thing happened. The wind came. And the boat was gone astray. And he was so sad. So sad. And he came back home, sad in his heart. And the next day, he was walking, and in front of a second hand, he found a boat, his boat. So he came in and said, "Hey, this is my boat." And the guy said, "Maybe it was, but now it's mine. No, I want to buy. I want to buy." And he said, $20. "Well, I don't have money." So the guy said, "Okay, I need somebody to come and clean and put everything on order. If you want, come and work." So this kid came and worked 2 weeks, I don't know. And at the end, with the dollar that every day he got, he paid, and the owner gave the boat again. And he was walk outside, so happy. And he told to the boat, "I not only create you, now I bought you." Our story with God is a love story. God create us. And because of his great love, he did everything to bring us back to him. And he is still doing. He's still doing. We are looking in our series. First of all, last week we saw what we are. We are a culturally diverse, transient, multinational community living in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. But one thing we are together more is we are in our journey, seeking God, seeking together to discover what it means to be wholehearted follower of Jesus. How can we respond to this so huge love? This is what you learn. We're going to speak today about the priority of love in our spiritual journey. And we are in different places. We know everyone, we are in different places in this journey. But we are all step by step, day by day, Before we read Mark 12, verse 28-34, we need to understand the background behind the text. We need first understand that not all Pharisees, not all scribes, were hostile to Jesus. You can remember Nicodemus. Nicodemus in John chapter 3 invite Jesus for dinner. So was not all hostile to Jesus. So here in Mark 12, verse 28-34, we have a scribe who approached Jesus with no apparently hostile motive. He really wanted to learn from Jesus. So the idea, when we will read the text, it's seems Jesus was debating with the teachers of the law. And this guy came and just heard what was going on. And what's happened here, he was so impressed with Jesus, so impressed with how Jesus answered all the questions, that he said, okay, I have one question more. And the question was about who or which commandment was the most important. This was very important for him. Do you know why? Because in the Jewish law, there are more than 600 commandments. So they always discuss, okay, what is the most important commandment? So this was his goal. So Mark 12, verse 28-30. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noting that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your mind and with all your strength. Jesus is quoting here Deuteronomy 6:4-5. There we see, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, in different verses says, the Lord is God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Verse 4 and 5 is known as Shema. The fundamental declaration of faith of Judaism. So they still say that every day. In this statement, they have two parts. The first part, it's in verse 4, when say, hear, O Israel, the Lord is God, or the Lord our God, the Lord is one. What does this mean for them? This means that God is totally unique. God is one. And because God is one, the people of Israel can have a sense of security. You need to remember that the people of Israel was surrounded by people that believe in many gods. So this is what this was talking about. The second, we find in verse 5, when it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your strengths. It's important to notice that in Mark, Jesus added one thing more. Mind. Not only with our hearts, our soul, and our strength, but with our mind too. So, when you combine these two texts, we find here a calling for us to love God with everything we have, everything you are. With our heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with our strength. So the question here is, what these two texts teach us about to be wholehearted, with all our heart, followers of Jesus? First of all, one, to love the Lord means to seek a close relationship with God. Love is relationship. It's be together. It's walk together. It's interesting. What is a relationship? So Webster New World College Dictionary defines it as the quality of state of being related, a continuing attachment or association between persons. Love is relationship. How can I say that I love Andrea, my wife, if I'm not walk with her day by day? How can I say that I love and she loves me if we not talk? If we not sit together? If we not do things together? It's relationship. God declared the kind of relationship he wants with people of Israel. When he said in Leviticus chapter 26 verse 12. Says, I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. Can you see here? This is the relationship. It's God walk with you, walk with me. This is the kind of relationship God is talking about. First, he expressed here his desire that we have to acknowledge that he is God. He is the supreme being. We need to recognize that. And second, his desire to have a relationship with those who believe that he is God. And this relationship is not something that we can do only every Sunday. Just because, okay, it's my time to have a relationship with God. Imagine if you, okay, this is, I go one time at home and I sit with my wife and talk only one time a week. I give you 1 hour a week, okay, and that's it. This is not relationship. So relationship is something that is day by day. It's when you know, marriage is great to understand what is a relationship, because you walk so many years with a person that before she says something or when I say something, she knows already. And sometimes we say the same thing at the same time. It's connection. So, how can we be wholehearted, full of Jesus? We need to keep our connection close to God, to listen to Him. Open our hearts to Him. But the truth is, we don't have the ability to love because of our sinful nature. We are selfish. This is the truth. We cannot love. Love starts with God and ends with God because God is love. So we need love. And this love not come from inside me naturally. Come only from God. And we need wait. Can you understand that God is the beginning, the end of everything? Even the desire you have to seek God is not coming from you. Come from God. The desire you have to love God is not come from you. It's come from God. We cannot be a wholehearted follower of Jesus because our effort to do this is because it's God is moving through the Holy Spirit inside you, inside me. It's something spiritual. And we can see this idea in the book of 1 John. So verse 78 we saw today. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. It's all about God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an anointed sacrifice for our sin. All was motivated by God's love. Verse 19 said, we love because he first loves us. So, how can we be a wholehearted follower of Jesus? We need to understand that love the Lord means relationship. We cannot just have a Sunday relationship with God. It's an everyday. And I know it's a fighting, because your sinful nature, my sinful nature, doesn't want to have a relationship with God. It's a fight that you have to fight every day to keep connection with God. The second lesson we see here, we need to understand, is to love the Lord means to obey his commands. We can obey God without love. But if you love God, naturally, you will obey. Can you understand the difference? So, it's not because you just follow rules that you love God. But if you really love God, in your heart, although all fight is inside you, although the old nature say no, and the new nature helps you to do this whole fight, but there is love. There is love. Jesus says in John chapter 14, 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. You will keep. How? Because love and serve, it's all together. How can we, as a children, express our love to our parents? I love hugs. I love because my kids, although now they are teenagers, they don't want more hugs and kisses, okay? But when they obey me, I feel the connection, they love me. How a husband can show love and appreciation for your wife? For me, I know, is wash the dishes. It's one, it's a big deal. Okay? I don't know you. So I just want to understand the connection between love with your wholehearted. It's about relationship. It's walk together. But how you really has your heart to obey God. What God say. So Deuteronomy 10, 12, 13 says, and now Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's command and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good. Deuteronomy. When in Portuguese is crazy. In Portuguese is Deuteronomy, so sorry. Deuteronomy 11, 13, 14. Says, so if you faithfully obey the commands I'm giving you today to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will send rain on your land in its season, both autumn and spring's rain, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine, and olive oil. There is a promise here too. Obedience, there is a promise. So first, we see that love to God is a relationship. Second, love to God means obey His commands. Third, love to God means to love God with everything. Four times, Jesus used the word all. With our hearts, with our mind, with our soul, with our strengths. So our love for God could not be half-hearted. He wants everything. We have to love God with everything. Luke 14:26 says, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple." Jesus is not saying that, okay, you have to hate your parents. There is not say that. There is not the point here. The point here is, you have love, you have to love me first, before everything. Before your family, we need, of course, because you see the parts of the Bible, we need to respect our family, our parents, of course. But it said, first you have to respect me. If you want to be my disciple, I always should be put first of everybody, and even in front of you, your own life. This is the lesson. The fourth point is to love God means to love others as yourself. It's interesting that the scribe asked for Jesus about what is the most important commandment. And Jesus gave two. So in Mark 12:31-34, Jesus answered, "The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You're right in saying that God is one and there is no other but Him. To love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is more important than all burnt offering and sacrifice." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. Jesus was quoting now Leviticus 19:18, when we find this, "Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." The truth is that you need to understand that these two commandments complement each other, because we cannot say that you love God that we don't see if you cannot love each other. This is the point. So 1 John 19:21, we find Jesus when he says here, "We love because He first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or a sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And He has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brothers and sisters." We are all here together in our spiritual journey to discover what this means to be a wholehearted follower of Jesus. And the answer is, we need love God. We need love. And this love means that you need seek a relationship with Him. This love means that you need obey His commands. This love means that you need love God with everything we have. Not only with our time, but with our money, with our what you have, with our work, everything you have, with your body, everything belongs to God. And you have love God, when we love each other. It's all together. But I know, we need to understand, there is no natural. It's something that we need help. And this help comes from God. Can you see again? The beginning and the end, it's all in God. We need Him. So I invite you to pray. And pray silently. Now you finish. Ask God, God help me to be a wholehearted follower of Jesus. Help me. I know. It's a day by day fighting. But we can do it. Not because of ourselves, but because Him who loves us first. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come to your presence with our open hearts. Recognize that it's not through our efforts that we will love you as a wholehearted follower. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Holy Spirit, to work in our hearts day by day. Give us strength. Give us perseverance. Thank you, Lord, for this huge love. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.